Beavers 1-0 after their 42-0 win over Cimarron last Friday night. They'll hit the road on Friday, first of three consecutive road games as they head to Colorado. They'll take on the Ray Eagles, a team that's ranked pretty high in their classification in Colorado. And we got a couple of seniors joining us here, and Coach Jim Turner as well. We'll start off with senior Aaron Ruelas, who is a specialty on the defensive side, playing outside backer. And how are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. And how was that last first game of your high school career last Friday night?
It was pretty fun. It was very exciting.
A little short, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But, no, you guys definitely got the job done, and you guys were pretty fired up. What got you guys really motivated for that game?
Oh, just everybody working together pretty hard. We've been putting in pretty good work at practice, so it's pretty good to be motivated and fired up after every play.
Yeah, it's been warm at practice last couple of weeks, especially here and you know, this week as well. Hopefully it'll be a little cooler for kickoff on Friday. But how have things been for you, of course, with game one and leading into this week?
Oh, we're definitely going to build on it. Hopefully we can get four quarters this time.
Yeah, hopefully so. Yeah, that's the plan Friday night there. But outside backer, you've played there a little bit. You played on the defensive end in years past as well in varsity and kind of in that area. What are some things that you've really been able to hone in on this year?
Oh, just reading my keys. Mm-hmm. I've been reading them and getting better at that every day.
So. And also, we're involved in special teams as well here and on kickoff, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah.
That's got to be fun, just running like a madman down the field, right?
Yeah, just flying down the field and hitting the first person I see.
All right. What would you like to see as you guys move forward with this season?
Oh, just keep building on each other and, you know, play as a team and play hard every game.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out well for you here. Once again, it is senior Aaron Ruelas joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you, and see you up there in Ray.
Yep. Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, senior Aaron Ruelas, and we'll talk with the senior back, Jace Thomas, joining us here. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you, Adam?
Doing good, thank you. And, you know, it was a fun game, a quick game for you last Friday night, but that opening drive really – you were part of that. I had a couple carries, and that really set the tone for the whole night.
Yeah, it did. We hit them really good with a couple of runs, and we set the tone that first drive.
I mean, how fun was that game?
Oh, it was really fun. It's the most fun I've ever had in my 3 years of playing football. So,
and you guys definitely played a lot of motion. That was really exciting to see there. And you guys only had two snaps in your own territory, and you've made the transition, I should say, to free safety on defense. And being in there game one of the year, how did you feel that went for you?
Well, I didn't get much action because our defense did so well, but, yeah, I like it so far.
All right. What is the biggest thing that you've had to do about being a free safety this year?
Just read my keys, just communicate. That's my biggest thing I need to do.
All right, and, you know, Friday night you go up to Ray. Looks like that's going to be a pretty good team there. What have you seen maybe with Ray Eagles?
Well, they just have a really big lineman. He's really physical, and he likes to get dirty, so we need to go after him and take it to their defense.
I know your next two games are going to be out of state there. Are you excited to play some different teams and play some teams from out of state?
Yeah, it's good to get a different look and to play these really good teams. They're really good out-of-state teams, and it'll just be a really good look for our team and mm-hmm. to see where we stand.
What would you like to see from this season?
Just to get better every week and make all the hard work we put in this summer
all right
worth it. So.
All right, excellent here. Once again, senior Jace Thomas joining us here, and thanks again as always here, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right, once again, senior Jace Thomas joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Now we're joined here with Coach Jim Turner here in Scott City. Once again, at Ray, that's an 8 o'clock Central Time kickoff, by the way, Friday night up in Ray. And, Coach, you guys couldn't have asked for a better start to your season last Friday night, although one quarter. But that one quarter we saw, that was some pretty exciting football for you guys.
Yeah, I thought the guys came out, you know, a lot of intensity, a lot of emotion, mm-hmm. and played really well. You know, for a quarter, I mean, it kind of snowballed on Cimarron, and they're pretty young. But, you know, got a tip ball and an interception, blocked a punt, you know, and just a lot of three and outs. So we kept getting the ball back pretty quick, and they couldn't get it out of that end of the field. So you know, we had short field. And I think the first, even their first kickoff, Nathan LeBeau grabbed it, went 15 yards up the field. So we're somewhere in the vicinity of the 50. So that was the longest drive we had. So.
No, I really look back, that opening drive went six plays for you guys, and it took less than 2 minutes, and that really kind of set the tone for the whole night.
Yeah, you know, once again, the guys just came out and performed real well. They're pretty loosey-goosey for the game, and that's not really me, but, you know, I just stay behind the scenes and go hide somewhere else when I have to look at some of them. You know, everybody kind of prepares in different ways as long as they're not distracting the kids that are a little more focused. But as long as, I told them, as long as they come out with the emotion and the intensity and play like that, you know, you can prepare however you want to prepare. Just also at the same time, don't be around me.
Well, you know, we saw a lot of great plays. It felt like, especially on defense, there were several different players that really got their hat in there on a tackle, and I think that's, you got to really like to see that kind of that versatility. I know you had your linebackers that were a big part of the stops there, but just the versatility of players making stops, that had to be impressive for a game one.
Yeah, you know, number one, we moved Jace back to safety, and he hit it on the head. He didn't have a single stat. You know, that's because everybody in front of him did real well, and we played one quarter. You know, I felt like he read his keys very well. He's floating, but all the other guys made the plays in front of him, which the reason we put him back there is because of his speed and his intensity level to come stop a run, you know, and also obviously cover a pass. But if he's reading his keys, he's going to be fine there. But, you know, we need somebody with some speed in the secondary to free safety in case somebody does get loose on us. But the rest of the guys, the defensive line, much improvement from what we saw in the scrimmage against Great Bend. We were not very good there. You know, standing up and getting blown out, and they stayed down. We still got a lot of things to work on with them, but they stayed down much better. They did not get blown off the line of scrimmage. They weren't 5 yards deep in the way of the linebackers. You know, they just did a much better job, and we ended up blitzing a little bit, and that kind of brought a little more aggression from the line and the linebackers as they came through. But, you know, even the few passes they tried to run, we got to the quarterback pretty quick, and, you know, we covered fairly well in the secondary with the heat we were putting on. We didn't have to cover very long, but you know, overall, the defensive line and the four linebackers just shut the run down.
Well, as you take a look, Friday night's going to be a pretty good early season test for you guys, and on the road against Ray, and they've got an advantage. They've played eight quarters already this year, two games, one pretty big over Highland. They had to rally from the third quarter to knock off Goodland last Friday night, and they really had a big stretch early in the fourth quarter where they put up two scores early, and that really kind of separated them from Goodland. But still, this is an team with a lot of experience that made a deep run in their state playoffs last year.
Yeah, they're starting nine seniors on their offense, you know, and most of those guys play both ways. But they're pretty mature as far as age of players and a lot of experience. Probably my biggest concern, as you hit it on the head, was it'll be their ninth quarter in quarter one for the season, or our second one. So, you know, not just because it's our second quarter, but we have no idea conditioning-wise where we're really at. Our practice have been more up-tempo since the first day. The guys have really seemed like they've thrived on it and really, really pushed themselves through it. And then we've conditioned at the end also, thinking we might back off in condition as we got into the season, but we just don't know where we're at yet. So, you know, the older guys went over and ran a number of gassers today and ran some shorter sprints yesterday afterwards. But, you know, our practices, is, especially for your skill kids, your running backs, receivers, because every play they're running so much further, it's just nonstop moving for them. So I think we're going to be in pretty good shape. We'll just have to see, and there's a few kids we'll have to have timely breaks for us.
Yeah, no, I think it should be a fun early season test for you coming up here on Friday, and it's going to be a little different here. It's been a while since Scott City's ventured into Colorado.
Yeah, you know, we played some Colorado teams in my earlier years here. We played Ray. Actually, they came here my first year. And then we played, I think it was Bennett and Crowley County and a few other teams here, and they're out of Colorado. So, you know, a little different. And then, of course, the long trip the next week. We get two out-of-state games.
Yeah. So. Well, yeah, so the three-state tour this year. So.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting. I mean, new opponents, yeah. That's always kind of fun. And, yeah. You know, get to see some different people besides all of our regular league schools.
Yeah, absolutely here. Once again, Coach Jim Turner joining us here as we talk football. The Beavers at Ray this Friday night. Yeah, first time in 28 years they'll be in Ray. It should be a fun game there. Coach, once again, thank you for the time, and we'll see you later on this week here.
All right, thanks, Adam.